It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, the Bible says in Psalm 118 and verse 24, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Well, I hope that you're rejoicing today, and I'm rejoicing not only because the Lord has made this day, but because you have joined with me to look into the Word of God. We're going to look, starting out in John chapter 6, and of course we're going to read some other verses in the Word of God, and let me ask you a question. What people do you believe are following Jesus today? And we're going to look at some of that, and maybe we'll get some insight today as to who is following Jesus. Well, in John chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says this: "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased." Well, there are several kinds of people today who follow Jesus, and we know that we see those people every day, and we fit somewhere in the category of the kind of people who follow Jesus. First of all, I believe there are those people who are the bread seekers. These are the people, according to John chapter 6 and verse 26, where it says, "Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." Now, if you'll read this section of Scripture in John chapter 6, you'll find that Jesus fed the 5,000. Well, these people followed him, and they didn't follow him because of the spiritual things that Jesus offered them. Well, some of them may have, and we're going to read about that. They didn't follow him, for the most part, because of the spiritual things that he offered. He said he was the bread of life, but they followed him not for those things that could lead them or take them to heaven, which was Jesus himself. They didn't follow him because of that, and they followed him because they wanted their stomachs filled once again. These people, with their feigned hunger for the bread of life, according to John chapter 6 and verse 35, was to secure the bread that perishes. Their interest was strictly material. Their motives were wholly to seek something that would satisfy them physically and not spiritually. You know, a lady once said, "I thought when we became members of the church, they would help us." You know, we see those people today in our midst, in our churches today, who simply come to church because they want something done for them physically. Well, these people are bread seekers. Now, there's nothing wrong with helping people who need help. You see, many of these people are not seeking after the Lord as their Savior. And I'm not passing judgment and saying these people are not saved. I'm simply saying these people are looking for something for nothing. In other words, they're the ones who want the social gospel. They want something to make them feel good. And we're going to see that in just a few moments. These people are bread seekers. Well, then we see those people who are glory seekers. In 3 John, in verse 9, the Bible tells us about someone there, and it says, in John writing, he says, "I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not." Well, these people were looking at were glory seekers. First, we saw the bread seekers. Now you see the glory seekers. Diotrephes belonged to this classification, glory seekers. He was willing to work in the church if he could have the preeminence. Well, this, of course, is true of many today. These people have a big shot complex. They are selfish and self-centered. They think the whole world revolves around them, and I'm sure you've seen people who want to be seen constantly by doing something during a church service, or they want to be recognized for the things they do for the Lord. They want to be seen for their much doing for the Lord. These are those people who are glory seekers, such as Diotrephes. according to the Word of God. These people need to learn humility. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, it says this, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Well, in chapter 23, verses 11 and 12 of Matthew, it says this, "But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." You have the bread seekers, and you have the glory seekers. They were around in Jesus' day, and they're around in our day as well. And thirdly, I believe we see those people who follow Jesus who are the critical. In John chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, it says, "Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" Well, in John chapter 12 and verse 6, it says this, "This he said, not that he cared for the poor." This is speaking of Judas Iscariot. He didn't say it because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always." And then in Mark chapter 14, verses 3 through 5, the Bible also says, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her." Well, you know, we have those folks around today. And once a person is critical, once that person has that critical spirit, it overflows into the people around. One person can cause others to have a critical spirit. These are those people who follow Jesus, those who are critical of anything and everything that is done for the Lord and for the work of the Lord. We've got to be careful with that. We need to pray daily, "Lord, help me. Help me not to have that critical spirit. Help me, Lord, to be one who brings joy and peace to love to those people around me so that people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ." Well, no matter how unfounded and adverse criticism may be, there are always others who will join in and echo this. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 18, it says, "One sinner destroyeth much good." In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, it says this, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies." Listen to this now. It says, "And he that soweth discord among the brethren." Please do not sow discord. Please follow Jesus for the right purpose and the right reason. Be the right kind of person. Well, the fourth type of individual that we see are the fearful. In Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 41, it says this, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, now they're speaking, it's speaking of Jesus here, and they awoke him up and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? They feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the way and the sea obey him? Well, people follow Jesus out of many reasons. Some follow him out of fear. Jesus said to this tempest-tossed, scared group, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And Matthew chapter 8, verse 26 talks about that, and fear is the product of a little faith. Our faith needs to be increased daily, today. And how can it be increased? Faith comes by hearing, the Bible says, and hearing by the Word of God. Trust Jesus. Ask Him into your heart, and then you grow in faith by studying and reading the Word of God. Well, the next group are those people found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. These are the sacrificial people. Here is one example of some people giving more than they were able, but this is very unusual with the people of Christ. And that's hard to understand, but there are those people today who refuse to give to the cause of the Lord. Now, I'm not speaking necessarily of money. I'm speaking first of all that these people that we read of in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, they gave of themselves. God wants you. He already has enough money. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And the Christian life is a life of sacrifice. We should present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God. He doesn't want us to be dead. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 talks about that. Finally, we see the faithful unto death who follow Jesus. Paul is one example. He entered the race to win. He embraced the faith even unto death. He said, I am now ready to be offered. I have kept the faith, and henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. Do you love him today? Do you know Jesus? Do you know the Lord? Ask him into your heart. He wants to save you so you can go to heaven. Be a follower of Jesus for the right reason. Be the faithful today. Join in the cause of Christ, which is to save others. We can't save them, but Jesus can. You need to ask him to come into your heart today so that you can live for him, so that you can bring honor and glory to him. Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. You today, you've never trusted him, you're lost. You're on your way to a devil's hell. It wasn't created for you, it was created for the devil. But you will go there unless you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Ask him to come into your heart. Be the person that God wants you to be. Follow Jesus, not to get things, but because you have eternal life. He first loved you, and now you need to love him back.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.